I'm C. Norman reporting. President Donald Trump is likely to be decertifying the nuclear deal with Iran and turn it back to the U.S. Congress for possible renewed sanctions. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders did not indicate what the president plans to do. A decertification could open the door to renegotiate a deal, although Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has said that that is not an option. American troop deployments to Afghanistan to support the Trump administration's new strategy there have lagged due to the military's ongoing support of hurricane relief efforts in Puerto Rico. Lieutenant General Frank McKenzie categorized the delays as minor, adding that some forces were flowing into Afghanistan, but the number of American troops there remains in the vicinity of 11,000. He explained the delays are due to, in part, to the U.S. military having a finite number of transport aircraft. Days and months before carrying out the recent mass shooting in recent U.S. history, Stephen Paddock rented hotel rooms overlooking other music festivals in Las Vegas as well as in Chicago. It was a room he rented in the U.S. city of Las Vegas, Nevada, which served as a perch from which to fire into a crowd at a country music festival this week, killing 58 and wounding nearly 500. This is VOA News. U.S. military has confirmed three American service members were killed and two others injured when a joint U.S.-Niger military patrol was attacked in southwestern Niger. The U.S. Defense Department spokesperson Dana White said that everyone is concerned about those who were killed and that their prayers are with the families of those who were killed. An official at the French embassy in Washington told VOA French forces helped evacuate the U.S. soldiers after the assault. No one claiming responsibility for the assault on the patrol of about 10 U.S. and Niger soldiers. U.S. lawmakers are calling for full access by journalists and aid workers to Myanmar's troubled Rakhine state. The chairman of the U.S. Foreign Affairs Committee, Ed Royce, says he's very important to him to get reporters on the ground in the region to check out suspected atrocities. The Myanmar government has taken groups of reporters to the region in recent weeks and has denied charges of systematic abuses against the Rohingya Muslims. A chemical weapons expert from the Malaysian government said his analysis shows traces of VX, its precursors and degradation products, on clothing worn by one of two women accused of killing the brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, the brother Kim Jong-nam. The UN peacekeeping mission in Haiti has helped maintain order through 13 years of political turmoil, as well as the catastrophe on the island. The mission is coming to an end at last. The soldiers from around the world leave despite concerns the police and justice systems are still not adequate to ensure security in the country. The mission will officially end on October 15th. Immediately afterwards, the UN will start a new mission made up of some 1,300 international civilian police officers, along with 350 civilians who will help the country reform what has been described as a deeply troubled justice system. Various agencies and programs of the UN, such as the Food and Agriculture Organization, will continue working in the country. A newly formed tropical storm, Nate, is blamed for at least 22 deaths in Central America as it dumped rain across the region on a path that would carry it toward a potential landfall on the U.S. Gulf Coast in the coming days. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.